Now, back to the Dave Baum Show on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back. Good to have you aboard. Super Bowl first hour. Politics the second hour. We call it Super Circus. We've got Super Bowl coming up. We have Super Tuesday coming up politically. James Brown, better known to most of you as JB, is the host of the NFL Today on CBS TV. James mediates the weekly scrum between Dan Marino, Shannon Sharp, Boomer Esiason, and Bill Cowher. JB, welcome to the Baum Show. Nice to have you with us for a few minutes.
Is this Dave?
Yes, it is.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm doing wonderfully. I was just all pumped up because of your coworker, Dave Olson, with whom I worked, and it's so good to hear his voice again.
Oh, you're the first person that had nice things to say about him. Just kidding.
No kidding. So he's changed radically since I last worked with him, huh?
Okay, let's get right off and running here. You're a minority owner of the National League's Washington Nationals, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So which is going to come first? The Nationals making the playoffs or an NFC team winning the Super Bowl?
Ooh, you know what? Right off the bat, I would tend to think that an NFC team winning it all will probably...
Sorry about that, JP.
And you know what? That's being honest about it. But let me tell you this. I am so very encouraged by what I see taking place. If you only knew where the organization, the Nationals, had to start once buying a team from Major League Baseball, you would say it's been phenomenal what's been accomplished. There was virtually no farm system to speak of. Uh-huh. Talk about talent having been taken and stolen and sent and pilfered everywhere. We had to start from scratch, so now we've got one of the best farm systems in place. As a matter of fact, ranked number 9 most recently by a major baseball publication.
So it's going to take time.
It's going to take time, but you know what? That's the only way to do it the right way.
Is New England the best NFL team you've ever seen?
You know what? They are the best team in this era, and I'm certainly going to give the Colts a little nod if only because of what they've had to overcome in getting it done. But yes, in this era. You know, there's so much talk about, are they the best team ever? And I find those conversations, while they make for great debates, in home settings or in sports clubs and the whole nine yards. I don't know that one can definitively state that. Their record is certainly superb. They are in any conversation amongst the greatest of all time. But comparing teams from different eras, I think, is a little tough to do, and certainly doesn't speak volumes for those who can't remember the great Green Bay Packers or the Minnesota Vikings or the Washington Redskins or the Dallas Cowboys, etc. So, you know, but they certainly belong in the conversation.
JB, James Brown is our guest on the Baum Show, the host of NFL Today on CBS TV. There's some people who suggest, JB, that this may be a mismatch like the 86 Super Bowl game in which the same New England Patriots, different vintage, played the Chicago Bears. Do you sense that this could be like a snowball getting bigger as it goes downhill with New England just running away?
Well, that possibility, Dave, always exists when you play a team that on a season average, 36.8 points a game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're fully capable of doing that. However, I'm going to rest on the last meeting between the two, the first meeting between these two squads, where the New York Giants flat out, Dave, could have sat their starters, not run the risk of injury, knowing that they were in the postseason, but they gave it everything they had. To me, that's what it's all about. Those guys knew it was about pride, it was about competition. And they showed me something, and they certainly showed New England something. Now, given a couple of weeks to prepare, Bill Belichick is one of the all-time great masters, he and his staff, at putting together a game plan to capitalize on a weakness of the opponent. So that is the reason why I say it could happen. I would like to think that it won't happen because I know that the New York Giants are certainly primed for this. Now, New York does go in with a depleted or a weakened secondary, not a prescription for success against a New England squad that offensively is just prolific. So that is a little scary. But if they can get heat, the Giants, on Tom Brady, and Brady's got an outstanding offensive line, but look at what the Giants were able to do against Tony Romo and company, against a mobile quarterback. If they can get that kind of thing going, I think we ought to have ourselves a pretty good game.
Let me make a comparison and get your view. Last year was supposed to be a defining moment for Rex Grossman and the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl. it turned out to be a defining moment for Grossman, not the one that he wanted. This year, a quarterback who's been basically described a lot like Rex Grossman, sometimes up, sometimes down. You never know what you're going to get. Do you think this is a defining game for Eli Manning?
Whether he wants it to be or not, it will be indelibly ensconced in the minds of so many because you've got 90 million plus tuned in. A substantial portion of that, clearly, casual football fans who are there for the experience because it is the big game. So, yes, it will leave an impression in their minds. For me, no, it would not be the defining game for Eli Manning. I think the kid has made some pretty nice strides in his career in the toughest media market. Actually, Philadelphia is probably the strongest media. I mean, it's a tough market to play.
Mm-hmm.
But under the harsh spotlight in the number one media market size-wise, New York, make no mistake about it, he's had to labor under that glare. I think the kid has been remarkable in the way he's handled that as he's improving. For those who follow the game for a long period of time, it typically takes a quarterback anywhere from 4 to 5 years to find his groove and be comfortable at the highest level of professional football. Eli, on the road, has a phenomenal record, and he's continuing to get better at home as well. I like the kid. I think he's shown some tremendous moxie. I like what he's showing. Yes, has he been up and down? Unquestionably, but he's had to deal with some kind of heat that I think many other strong characters would have broken under.
James Brown, NFL Today, CBS TV. He hosts, if you want in, 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. Before we get to the phones, your evaluation of Bill Belichick as a great coach, as great as Bill Walsh, as great as Chuck Knoll, as great as Vince Lombardi, as great as Bill Parcells, how would you rate him?
He belongs in that conversation. He is certainly in that ilk of coaches. His record speaks volumes in that regard. You can't refute the numbers. You can't refute the success that he has enjoyed. No question about it. And one of the all-time best in terms of game preparation for any opponent and finding a weakness and motivating his team and seeing veterans who still have some utility want to come and play in a team-oriented environment known as New England. Now,
well, aren't most teams, JB, team-oriented environments?
No, oh, please. Are you kidding me? Heavens no.
Just asking.
Heavens no. Anytime you have an organization that will, you know, get rid of a guy if, in fact, he doesn't toe the line. I mean, look at Corey Dillon when he came from Cincinnati with the baggage that he had, and people thought that he was going to be a cancer stick there. One of the best teammates you could have had. Randy Moss, when he came with the baggage that he had, look at what he's done. He's been nothing but the consummate teammate that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick speak effusively about in terms of praising what he is as a teammate and as a player for them. And there are other examples as well, too. So, no, oftentimes you don't find that. I'm sure those who follow football, and I'm not going to speak disparagingly about somebody, but the recent history of a couple of stars certainly underscores the point that, no, every team isn't that way. Well, they will bend and cater to the superstar in that regard, unless you've got the guy with the right kind of mindset and mentality who's team-oriented, like a Brady, like a McNabb, like a Peyton Manning, etc. So, no, he gets it done, Bill Belichick does. Now, let me be honest about this. The only thing that bothers me is how, was I bothered by the whole Spygate thing? Unquestionably. Because to the degree that we talk about athletes being role models, and it comes with the territory, Dave, coaches absolutely are as well. They have guys under them that they're influencing and shaping and setting direction for, and they're also role models as well, too. And violating the rules, knowingly cheating, certainly is not anything to be condoned at all.
Let's sneak in a call for J.B. James Brown. Ray, you're on the Dave Baum Show. Welcome. Hello?
Dave?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show. I've never been lucky enough to go to a Super Bowl, and I'm just, you know, I've heard of the stories about the parties, and they're sort of legendary, the media and the parties, and is all of that a major distraction for the players?
Good question, JB.
Hey, for those, it can be, Ray, without a doubt. It is quite the party for sure for the entire time that it's there. the city that hosts the Super Bowl, its ranks are swollen unbelievably so with people from everywhere and folks looking for a good time. It can be the ultimate distraction if you lose sight of your focus and why you're there. It is still a work environment for those players who are going there to accomplish that, which so many who have played before them wanted on their finger, that Super Bowl ring, wanted that title, if you will. And we've certainly seen situations where players have gotten in trouble the night before or a couple of days before, be it drugs, be it hedonistic lifestyles, women of the night, etc. Those who can stay focused on the task at hand are those who can still enjoy the experience. But again, keep in mind, you're not there as a spectator or a reveler. You're there to win the ultimate game.
And last but not least, thanks, Ray, for your call. In your opinion, JB, what's number one, a perfect 19-0 or a historic upset that prevents Patriot immortality?
Excellent question. And I guess on the fly here, my visceral reaction would be 19-0, especially in an era where design parity is the way things have been set up. So that would be it to me, because again, what New England, what the New York Giants showed me when they played New England the first time this season, and again, folks are hoping that that will be the case, although there's the opportunity, of course, it could go the other way. I wouldn't consider it an upset of major proportions, although I know the numbers, the line on the game is pretty significant. I wouldn't be surprised. Hey, you know what? Because I guess I've been around so many games, whenever I see an underdog, that drastically an underdog, one of the first sporting contests that comes to my mind is Villanova in Georgetown. What was that, 85?
Nobody gave him a chance.
Exactly, and who would have thunk it?
JB, always a pleasure. Good to see you on television. Looking forward to seeing you again very soon, and thank you for being part of the show. We appreciate it.
Hey, you've got an ace there in my guy, Dave Olson. But Dave Baum, good talking with you, and continued success to you as well.
Thank you, sir. James Brown, CBS TV, the host of the NFL Today. We pause on the Dave Baum Show. We'll take a look at Super Bowl marketing, advertising, millions of dollars for a half-a-minute spot, and then the question of whether or not it's worth it. Stick around. It's all part of the Dave Baum Show on TalkZone.com.